أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. These are the last two ayats of the surah. In the surah Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala spoke also of the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala made it clear also you will go through some difficulty, and that was referring particularly to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life in Makkah Sharif, where the kuffar of Makkah, the non-believers, had caused lot of harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the end you will be the winner and you will have great success from Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah refers to another very important aspect also of directly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, and which applies to all of us also. Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغَتَ فِرْ جَبْتُ فَارِغُ. When you have now completed your duties which we have sent you for, that is for conveying the message of teaching deen and purifying the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and making them great and honorable people. This was your primary duty as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, but you are Rasuluhu wa Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. You are Allah's slave also and you are His messenger as well. So when you have completed your duties of Risalat, of conveying the message which you have done perfectly, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum referred to in Hajjatul Wada, and which every visitor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms to, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ. When they say these words at Rauza Mubarak, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his mission perfectly and completely, and then after that, فَانْصَبْ to mihnat kar. Now turn to the ibadat of Allah, and the word nasab, such ibadat that you can feel it, you get a bit tired in it. Not just little bit ibadat and now you are finished. No, you wanted to read one supara of Quran Sharif, you read one page, now it's finished, it's enough. No, such ibadat that you can feel that I made ibadat. You exert yourself in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. This was all the time also, like the two beginning surahs that were revealed also, that in Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Qumil Layl, at night make this ibadat of Allah. And that also was so much that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's legs used to swell up. So much he should stand and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling this concept and this form of ibadat of Fansab. And during the day, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'anzir. During the day, do your work of Risalat. And then at night, do your work of Abdiyat, turning towards Allah Ta'ala. And this is necessary for each and every person, particularly those who are engaged in any form of the work of deen. If they are, for example, teaching in a maktab, in a darul ulum, wherever, that work also they must do, but they must reserve some time to turn to Allah and get the help of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, that work which a person does during the day of teaching, etc., won't have value if we don't turn to Allah in ibadah. If our inside is not turned to Allah and it's just outward teaching, then that won't even have its effect. The same with the work of tabligh and da'wat, or a person who's engaged in the work of khanqa, where you're making effort on other people, tabligh you are making effort, but the real effect of that work will not take place until we don't devote some time towards Allah Ta'ala and towards the slavery of Allah Ta'ala. Then the reality of that work, because all our effort, we cannot yield results without the help of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn to Allah and seek His help, so that those efforts which we are making can also have fruit in it. So this is also a very important aspect. Also it is that as a person ages and comes more closer to the end of his life, then also he must turn more to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. How much a person gets more tawfiq towards the end of his life of turning to Allah in any and all forms of ibadat, it is a sign of Allah's great mercy upon that person, that he has done his other work, whatever mission he had set out, he had completed it. There is no retiring in Islam, but towards the end now his whole balance changes, and more of his time is devoted to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is very fortunate for a person. And this ibadat also must be wa ila rabbika farghab, or apne rab ke taraf dil laga, and turn your heart towards Allah. It mustn't just be some customary and some official ibadat that you are making, but with passion you turn to Allah. Your du'as increase now, and your dhikr increases, your ibadat increases. This is required of a person also, and with great passion he should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also. It must not be that he's just making effort on others and he forgets himself. That is also when problems start creeping up, when their balance is not in order. And it isn't that he just makes his own ibadat and he forgets about doing the effort of deen also. The effort of deen is also necessary in whichever form. And together with that, the ibadat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And this is for the whole ummah. For all of us, it isn't only for the ulama, or only if we join Tabligh Jamaat then we make effort of deen. Everyone must see where we can make whatever effort of deen. Whether we are a mutawalli of a masjid, whether we are serving on a committee in a maktab, whatever, whether it is with the burial committee, whether it is security for the community, whatever. But some effort of deen we must also do, and together with that, the ibadat of Allah also. So this, if we do that balance, and then we will get the proper results. But when we are failing in this, we are only making effort on others and we forget ourselves, then also the results won't be there. And if we are only making ibadat and we are not thinking of serving deen, serving the Muslims, then also it won't be, or we won't get the full benefit. We must do both and do it properly and turn to Allah for His help. Then inshallah Allah's great help will come towards us. And this brings us to the end of the surah, Alam Nashrah. And we can do nothing but praise Allah for giving us tawfiq of a little bit whatever we could have understood. And we beg of Allah that He gives us tawfiq to make amal on it and get the reality of these great messages which Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Wa akhiru da'wana.